From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Two Californians will share this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Scott Schaefer reports.
The Nobel Prize Committee honored the University of California at Berkeley's Oliver Williamson for his analysis of how businesses resolve conflicts. The 77-year-old professor emeritus was one of the founders of organizational economics, and his work has influenced a wide range of economic policy, including energy deregulation in California. Williamson shares the award with Eleanor Ostrom, the first woman to win that prize since it was created in 1968. Ostrom, who teaches at Indiana University, was born in Los Angeles and received her Ph.D. at UCLA. Her work has described how common property or resources can be successfully managed by people using them. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Pakistani police are reporting that an explosion in a district next to the troubled Swat Valley has killed as many as 41 people. Many more were wounded. Police say that the explosion was caused by a car bombing. The Swat Valley has been the focus of an intense military offensive against the Taliban. The bombing took place in the Shangla district, which lies east of Swat. It has been the focus of an intense military offensive against the Taliban. The bombing appeared to be the latest in a series of major attacks in Pakistan. It is an indication of militant strength ahead of an expected offensive in the main Al-Qaeda and Taliban stronghold of South Waziristan. The French Defense Ministry is in talks with an American military contractor for purchase of so-called drone aircraft for use in war zones. Frank Browning has this report.
The French are apparently interested in acquiring three drone surveillance aircraft for use in Afghanistan. The deal, first reported in the conservative French weekly Le Point, would cost the French roughly $100 million for four Predator B drones and two ground stations to interpret signals sent by the aircraft. The Predator Bs would replace other drones manufactured by the European aerospace company Eads that are temporarily out of service. Eads, the maker of Airbus passenger planes, is Europe's largest air defense company and is suffering from major delays across its production platforms. France's defense ministry said it would make an announcement today on the report and the negotiations. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
U.S. stock prices opened higher today as a softer U.S. dollar helped boost crude oil and other commodity prices and potentially earnings of export-oriented U.S. companies. At this hour on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 64 points to 99.29. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 13 points to 21.53. This is NPR News. Most people with the new H1N1 flu have recovered on their own, but new studies show just how nasty the virus can be in some healthy young people. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
One study looked at 168 patients with severe cases of swine flu who were admitted to intensive care units across Canada. Most were relatively healthy adolescents and young adults before the new flu struck. Within a few days, they were in the ICU with failing lungs and a host of other dangerous problems. 3 months later, 17% had died. Mexican doctors analyzed what happened to 58 patients there who were critically ill with the new H1N1. They were also young and generally healthy before they got infected. Their death rate was 41%, more than twice as high as the Canadians. It's not clear why. The studies are being presented today at a European conference. They'll be published next month in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Richard Knox, NPR News.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has summoned state lawmakers for a special session on the state's water problems. His call for the special session came as legislative negotiators ended nearly 12 hours of talks without reaching an agreement. They plan to meet with the governor again today for the seventh consecutive day of discussions. Schwarzenegger said late yesterday that negotiators have made enough progress that he is calling a special session on water. He said they still have a few remaining issues to work out. Legislative leaders said substantial issues remain. They include the amount of water bond to pay for improving the state's inadequate and outdated water storage and conveyance system. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.